We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. UCLA. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Steps into a throw downfield. Dulcich got it. Touchdown, UCLA.
Fires over the middle. It's picked off. UCLA with another takeaway.
He's going to gun the engine and go. Touchdown, UCLA. And here come the Bruins.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We got some celebrating to do for the next hour on the Bruin Insider Show because UCLA football is bowl eligible. They have picked up their sixth win of the season after taking it to Colorado 44-20 on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. And the Bruins still hunting for a couple more regular season wins as they get ready for rivalry week coming up with USC on Saturday. Of course, welcome into the Bruin Insider Show alongside Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, who was on Twitter at Wayne Cook UCLA. Nick Cope is with us, flanked over to the right side. He's a wide receiver averaging about 10 receptions a game, and you can follow him on Twitter at NKOOP. And I am at Brian Fenley, and I'm somewhere in the fourth string on the team, on the practice squad, or maybe the scout team. So here's what we have, guys, as we look forward to a fun hour talking UCLA athletics. We're going to run down how UCLA ripped off 37 straight points and got the dub against the Buffaloes. We're also going to spend time previewing this upcoming matchup against USC and a quarterback shakeup happening in that room for the Trojans coming in. We'll talk about how that impacts the Bruins and how they are getting ready for that game. And then interviews with Ryan Jordan, UCLA men's soccer coach, and Quantrez Knight, the all-around amazing guy, positive energy, big playmaker for the Bruin football team. He's going to join us as well. But Wayne, you were there at the Rose Bowl, and how excited were you to see the way those Bruins finished that ball game on Saturday?
So I was real excited because I was really bummed in the first half. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? What are we doing? And then we exploded. I mean, it was like, what was it, 37-0? I mean, it was,
yeah.
To me, that's the team that we know. And for everybody out there listening, and I'm going to vent a little bit right now. I'm just over the people out there that just think that, you know, this sports thing and this football thing is easy. It's really hard. It's really, and people pick their narratives and they write what they want to write, or they attack people, and I'm just so over it. I mean, you could throw out the narrative all you want that UCLA can't beat teams with winning records. We've lost to the number three team in the country by 3 points. With our starting quarterback went down on what could have been a game-winning drive. I know it's a loss, and I'm not making excuses. But that's a team playing with the best in the country, okay? I get it. Fresno State, we lost at the very, very end. All the teams that we've played against, you guys have lost three losses, and then there's Oregon with one loss. I mean, it's not like we're losing to the Little Sisters of the Poor. This team has been there. They're battling. They've had some injury issues. We went to Utah with a backup quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm over it. I'm absolutely over it. This team beat Colorado soundly in the second half. Absolutely whooped them. Many players are getting back to playing at full strength. You know, Caleb Johnson was back when he wasn't in the game against Utah, which also hurt for all you people that just want to bash people all the time. I'm just start praising some of the athletes that have done great things. Kyle Phillips should have had 10 articles written about him after this weekend and how well he played in the kind of Bruin career he's had. So, again, I'm venting a little bit. I get frustrated. This team played really, really well. I know they started slow, but that was a great win. And it's rivalry week, which is maybe why I'm excited too, because guess what? We've got the Trojans coming up, and I'm already fired up. Let's get it on.
It was really a return to form for the Bruins in that second half. The running of the football, 245 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground. That's what we love seeing. And then defensively, 9 tackles for loss, tied a season high. They were aggressive. They were flying around on defense. That was great to see for the first time in a while. So hopefully the Bruins can build on that, and that second half can repeat itself over the length of the game against USC, because, Brian, the Trojans are ripe for the picking.
Oh, I can't wait for that ball game. 1 o'clock on Saturday. We're going to look at that one, of course. But when we come back, let's spend a little bit more time concentrating our attention on how UCLA flipped the script against Colorado. Down 20-10 at the half. So many people counting out UCLA, and did they prove them wrong in emphatic fashion? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
A quiet retirement was never in the cards for 007. Stream theatrical home release, No Time to Die, starring Daniel Craig and Rami Malek. Now available at Redbox. James Bond is enjoying a tranquil life after leaving active service, but his peace is short-lived when an old CIA friend asks for his help. The mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist turns treacherous, leading Bond on the trail of a mysterious villain who is armed with a dangerous technology. Stream No Time to Die and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best in class all natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at teamready.com. That's teamready.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Before we proceed to talking about UCLA's win on Saturday on the football field against Colorado, a reminder that Team Talk is brought to you by the Coffee, Bean, and Tea Leaf. Born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink, the Coffee, Bean, and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,000 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. The triumvirate is here. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley. And let's look at the way in which UCLA was able to pull this thing off against Colorado. The Bruins, certainly, we mentioned it and we saw it on Saturday. The penalties infiltrated a bit, and that took away some points from UCLA in the first half. But Wayne, we saw 37 consecutive points for UCLA after that, and it was the Zach Charbonnet show, Kyle Phillips with the punt return for a touchdown, DTR getting the mix as well as far as him scoring from 23 yards out. And I go back to the conversation you had, Wayne, with Chip Kelly at the half. And I could, you know, I'm listening to it on the radio, and I feel like Chip has this, like, Cheshire Cat smile on his face. Like, he knows that he's about to turn this around. He's not going to tell you too much, but just watch. And I could tell that in the tone of his conversation with you.
It was an interesting moment with my first question where I asked him about penalties, and he just said, "We're not going to talk about penalties. We're not allowed to." And I just went, "Oh, okay." And I was, because I really wasn't getting at whether or not they were good calls or bad calls, because let's be honest. I mean, holy cow. Sometimes some of the calls are just like, really? I mean, like, really? Sometimes I wish they would just leave the flag in their pocket, just let the game go. But either way, it was more about, hey, we're going to get the ball back, and we're better than this, and we're going to play better. And even after the game, I mentioned to him, and by the way, I'm smarter than this. Like, I always try to ask questions to get good answers, whether you think I'm throwing softballs or not. But I talked about sleepwalking in the first half of the game, and he said, "I didn't think we were sleepwalking. We just didn't execute right." I mean, something along those lines. Like, we had a penalty, and we didn't do this, we didn't do that. So, like, his thought, and again, I'm not speaking for him, but it was kind of like, listen, if we just do what we're supposed to do, we were fine. We always knew we were fine. And then when you talk to the players like Phillips and Dorian, they kind of knew that, you know, when they looked around the room at the leadership in the locker room at halftime, that they were fine as well. And again, that was an explosion. If you look at that second half, and it started with some good runs and some good plays. I thought Britton Brown was huge. He had some really big plays. Offensive line was blocking well. Remember, we were playing with a new right tackle who started a little bit slow, in my opinion, but by the end of it, he looked like he got up to the speed of the game. We ran the ball so well. And as you guys both know, when this team is running the ball well and we get over 200 yards on the ground, we don't lose. And then I know we'll talk about defense later because I think that was a key. But I'm going to say this about Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is a much better quarterback this year. He has been all year. I thought he got better last year, but it was a weird year with the shortened season. I just think he's making so much fewer mistakes. And if you want to remember, when one of the sacks that we made in this game was with Brendan Lewis went backwards. That was something that and remember, it was like, I forget, it was like a 20, 30-yard loss. Dorian used to do that, throw more interceptions. He'd fumble the ball at times for no apparent reason. He's not doing that now, you guys. He's playing hurt. He's running like a running back. And he just, he misses a throw every once in a while, but everybody does. I mean, every single quarterback, it's like we're so critical all the time. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is a baller. He played really, really well. His teammates seemed to love him when you talk about him. And I just thought he was a big part of it. And, yes, we did miss him. And that doesn't mean that Garbers didn't play well against Utah, because he did. And it doesn't mean he's not going to be a great Bruin quarterback. But for this year's team to have that quarterback and that experience, it matters. He's a leader on the team. He played really, really well, and I thought he was crucial in this game.
100%. The numbers back it up. He had a season high 356 total yards and a season high 99 yards rushing. So a lot of credit. Plays were made on both sides of the ball, so I give the players a lot of credit. At the same time, though, Colorado is a team that was struggling, and I thought coming out of halftime that they weren't playing to stop UCLA's run. They had six guys in the box, and when you factor in Dorian, there's seven on the other side of the ball for UCLA. So they got some big runs And then finally you get the linebackers growing up, coming up, and then you got those crossing routes hit to the likes of Dulcich and Phillips. So Colorado, I thought about it like this. Colorado kind of opened the door, and then UCLA walked right in. They grabbed a drink out of the fridge. They sat down on the couch, and then they made themselves right at home and just kept cooking through the second half.
Yeah, well said. This, to me, when you're good on offense, and you guys, most of the time UCLA's offense has been good. It's been the defense that has kind of let us down at times. And when I look at, and I'm not saying that that's, I mean, you know, the defense has had its great moments too, and they obviously to go 37-0, the defense had to step up and make a lot of plays. Yeah. But when this team's running the ball well, Dorian's throwing the ball well, Dorian's also running the ball well, and you can get Dulcich, who, by the way, those deep crossing routes, those over routes, he was so wide open on.
How do you cover him in the open field like that?
I mean, my gosh. But even the team tried to go downfield and go deep a few times. I mean, there were things that this team did. They used the bubble screen game. They got some quick ones. They threw the ball downfield. They ran the ball well. I just thought it was really good. And I truly believe, and I'm willing to bet you money, if you talk to the entire offensive coaching staff, you know, Chip Kelly, Coach Fry, and everybody else, they believe when this offense is on, they're going to score 30 to 40 points every game. They're gonna be up there, you know, pushing 40 more likely. And so when they're on, and that's against anybody. So, because it's always been my opinion that when you're good on offense and you always know where you're going. I don't care how good the defense is. If you know what you're doing, you can win on offense. And I think this team can be that good. They aren't always, but I think they can be.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And I felt like, Wayne and Nick, that the Bruins' defense was more on in the second half, considering that we made big plays. You saw some sacks in the backfield, more pressure, and you also had Colorado going for it on fourth and, I believe, one in their territory, and they give the ball off to their tight end in Brady Russell. I didn't really understand that sequence, but anyway, UCLA got the stop, and then they continued to pad on to the points. And so from a defensive perspective, Wayne, I thought, you know, perhaps the first half, too many yards were given up. You saw Alex Fontenot take one for a long gain up the right side, and there was also a lot of plays from Brennan Lewis as well. Yep. But from a defensive standpoint, what was your assessment of the way the run defense was able to put a little bit more havoc and pressure on what CU was trying to do in the second half?
Yes. So first of all, the offense, and I'm being totally honest when I say this, that's the way I expected them to play in this game. I really did. I when the team's running the ball, throwing the ball. So that's right. But the defense really showed up. Since it feels like it's been a while since we've been making tackle for losses, sacks, pressuring the quarterback, being really good against the run. It's like we've struggled with that. And being healthy, and I'm not going to – I can't say this enough. Having Caleb Johnson in the middle, it just makes me feel better. I mean, it's like a security blanket. I just feel like he's kind of all over the field. I thought Quantrez Knight was really, really, really good in this game. He had had a couple games where he had missed some tackles, and I think they kind of cleaned that up where they weren't missing as many tackles, and that's huge. I mean, I can think of a lot of times during these last few games where we've missed tackles that would have been tackles for loss, but they end up being big plays. Sometimes we lose contain. We did in the first half on Lewis where we come in where it looks like a sack, and we lose contain, and we give up a big play. So you just have to clean all that stuff up. It's kind of like when you talk about the offense. Yeah, as long as we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we're good. Well, the defense may not be quite as talented, but when they do what they're supposed to do, they can be good too. And they just have to clean up some of the mistakes, make sure they're making the tackles, and stay healthy. Like, so we don't know. We know Daytona Jackson has been playing really, really well. He had to leave the game a little bit early. That's going to be a crucial injury report to see if he can go this week. But we have to have all these guys healthy, because when they are, they can play pretty good.
And there were even more guys, at least half a dozen players, when I think about this game, like, oh, he made a play. He made a play. I mean, Odua Isabor had two sacks. Carl Jones, we hadn't seen him in a few weeks. He was flying all over the field, had a touchdown-saving tackle at one point. Jay Toia, all the stuff he's dealt with in the last couple weeks, and he had some really big tackles, Wayne. And I wanted to get your thoughts here, too, because you're an educator on the side. For Jay Toia, a young guy, to be able to put all of that behind him and respond to some adversity he went through. And, you know, mistakes were made. but you can move on from that. And we hope that continues for him. But it was good to see him have the opportunity to show out on the field.
So quickly, just add Mitchell Agudé to that list too, which is a great list. He also played very well. I agree with what you're saying. When we make mistakes off the field, and you know, I lived in an era when our mistakes weren't recorded. So when you make a mistake, I mean, I still remember breaking up a fight between an offensive lineman and a girl at a party, where someone, you know, poured a beverage on someone's head and they went upstairs ready to destroy someone. And I got in between a 300-pound guy and a young lady, and I said, if you're going to hit anybody, you're going to hit me. And then I kind of closed my eyes and go, this is going to hurt really bad, because that guy was seeing, you know, like red in his eyes. And, you know, luckily it didn't happen. But there are moments, and we've all been around young people doing things they probably shouldn't do, and we also don't know the whole story. We also know, one of the things I teach people in my classroom is that, you know, sometimes what we see isn't really what happened. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, people don't think that things lie. People, stats don't lie. Well, yeah, they kind of do sometimes. Like, if you really pay attention in sports, stats do lie sometimes. But anyway, my whole point is I don't know everything that happened. What I do know is that young people sometimes, and old people, will make mistakes. Hopefully we learn from it. We grow from it. I guarantee you that the school and the staff will handle it the right way. And hopefully you become a better person on the other end of it. And that's, as an educator, that's what you want.
Wayne, I couldn't have put it better myself, the way you summed that all up. And coming up next, my goodness, we have got to talk about this USC-UCLA football game. It is taking place at the Coliseum this year, and we're going to look at what is happening with that Trojan quarterback room, some interesting developments there, and how that will change the fate or the narrative of this one going into it. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
What would you do with $1 million? You just might find out the answer if you are the lucky winner of the $1 million moment at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel on November 29th. It's the biggest cash prize in Yamava history. One winner, $1 million. Use your club Serrano card to participate in qualifying promotions all November long. Visit yamava.com/million for full details, and you could become an instant millionaire in one moment. The $1 million moment, only at Yamava Resort and Casino.
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 or over to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We are so guilty to being excited about this UCLA football game on Saturday, as the Bruins will face off against their nemesis, the USC Trojans. And on that note, USC alumnus Uncle Artie Pernia is proud to announce Pernia Law is the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Pernia Law is now offering free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Just go to plglaw.com to coordinate your free consultation. That's plglaw.com. So this game on Saturday is at 1 p.m. It'll be a nationally televised broadcast. And I remember back in 2020, guys, where the Bruins made this 43-yard field goal off the foot of Nick Barmira at the end, and it looked like UCLA was going to beat the Trojans, only for this long run back on the kickoff return. And then Keaton Slovis finds a man in the end zone to put the Trojans up for good. But we're not going to see Keaton Slovis, guys, this version of the matchup, because according to head coach Dante Williams, he said yesterday that he and Slovis is dealing with this lower leg injury, and so it is going to be the Jackson Dart Show. Wayne, what's been so interesting is the last couple of weeks before USC was not able to play this last weekend because of the COVID situation with Cal, they were rotating out Slovis and Dart, and I felt like it was hard for either one to get in a rhythm, but now it's the Dart Show. We saw what he did earlier in the season, and now we get to really see what he's made out of.
Well, he's good. I mean, don't kid yourselves. I mean, this team's going to be able to throw the ball no matter what they do. Now, granted, they're depleted a little bit, you know, obviously at receiver, but they're still going to be able to move the ball and throw the ball around. I mean, when you face a team that can throw as many times as USC does, you're going to have to come to play. And pass defense hasn't exactly been the strength for UCLA. And so it'll be interesting, too, because this offense you know, will do a lot of quick hitting passes that UCLA has struggled with at times. So not only do we have to, you know, make sure our coverage is right, but we also, you know, want to try to put pressure on a quarterback that doesn't have that much playing time. So, but if he gets the ball out and he finds his receivers on time, you have to tackle. You have to tackle and you have to get them off the field, you know. So, like, that's why I said after the game the other day that the second half of the Colorado game was absolutely crucial, and I really wasn't thinking about Colorado and our record and becoming bowl eligible, because to me I was thinking about, you know, getting to 8 wins, not getting to 6. So for me, I looked at that second half as, okay, now we're getting some confidence. You saw a defense with a little bit of swagger. You saw an offense was kind of regained its swagger. So to me, I thought that sequence, that 37-0, is going to carry over into this SC game. Who, let's be honest, this season's been all over the map. But please don't think they don't have athletes. Please don't think they don't have talent, because they do. So you need to show up like this is the biggest game you've ever played in. I mean, I'm telling you, the SC-UCLA rivalry is huge. It's crazy. Just thinking about walking into the stadium as a player, I get the chills just thinking about it. So absolutely, they're going to give you everything. I don't care who the quarterback is. Both those guys could throw. So they're going to do that. So UCLA has to step up, and they have to make plays.
The one thing I'm curious of is, because you talked about needing to get pressure to Jackson Dart, without Drake London, I wonder if UCLA is a little more aggressive. They leave some of their corners on islands more often because it's not quite the loaded receiving core that's been there of years past. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Pittman, and now London, of course, hurt. The other two guys are now on in the NFL. So what do you think about, A, the rest of that receiving core, and B, Wayne, do you maybe take some more chances to get home to Jackson Dart?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they play it. I mean, I like the way that sounds, the problem with this offense is the ball comes out pretty quick. So you can get to them, but you have to be careful, right? Because, you know, because they still recruit pretty well. You know, we've played teams like, you know, go back to Fresno State. You know, it's like, I'm sure there's as much talent on USC as on, you know, I'm not saying that Fresno State's not really good this year, but as far as receivers, UCLA or USC tends to always have them. So you still have to play sound defense. Yeah, I like aggressive more than playing soft and getting and bleeding to death. That's so hard to watch. You know, when they just first down. The next thing you know, 8 minutes have passed. But yeah, I just think they need to play. You know what's so funny is I always feel like when I listen to Chip Kelly, it sounds like, and I kind of have always agreed with this, if we do our thing and we play our game and we play the way that we're coached, UCLA is a better team than USC this year. What's the line? It's only 3 on the road, so it's more like 6. I just feel like this is a game that if UCLA comes out and does its thing and man for man, player for player across the ball, UCLA has more. And so if they do that, they're going to show up. And it's a tough place to play at the Coliseum. You know, it'll be interesting to see how the crowd turns out. If they don't want to come, Bruin fans, you better go buy yourself some tickets and make it loud in there. Right? I mean, just go to the game. You know, if the SC fans don't want to go and they want to sell their tickets, buy them. Let's show up. But it's something that I really, truly believe that UCLA is a better team this year, so they just have to do their thing.
Yeah, Wayne, I completely agree with you, and I really hope that UCLA is able to buy up a lot of tickets at the Coliseum, because we've seen how the Trojans have been showing up to games recently, and it's not very aesthetically pleasing. So Wayne and Nick and I, we're going to go deeper into football. We'll look at our keys to the game. But coming up next, and we're also going to discuss UCLA basketball and how they're doing, but right on the other side, Quantrez Knight has a few things. The UCLA defensive star has a few things to say about this upcoming matchup and the way he is playing. Plus, what was it like for him being in the locker room after UCLA clinched bowl eligibility following their victory on Saturday against Colorado? He joins us next. Do not miss this. I promise you. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
A quiet retirement was never in the cards for 007. Stream theatrical home release, No Time to Die, starring Daniel Craig and Rami Malek. Now available at Redbox. James Bond is enjoying a tranquil life after leaving active service. But his peace is short-lived when an old CIA friend asks for his help. The mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist turns treacherous, leading Bond on the trail of a mysterious villain who is armed with a dangerous technology. Stream No Time to Die and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 chicken Philly, because grilled to order makes a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins!
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA defensive star Quantrez Knight is getting set to join us, but first, COVID-19 has tested all of us, but now it's time to get back in the game with CalHOPE's free emotional support resources. Visit calhope.org today. CalHOPE, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Let's get to a man who is a great role model within UCLA Athletics. It's Quantrez Knight. Quantrez, in coming to UCLA, your goal was to leave this program in a better place than when you got there. How does becoming bowl eligible help you accomplish what you were set out to do here as a Bruin?
Yeah, man. You know, like you said, you know, in the previous years and, you know what I mean, just since Coach Kelly being here, we haven't been fortunate enough to make it to a bowl game. And, you know, just to become bowl eligible for the first time, it definitely shows a sense of somewhat, I won't say accomplished, you know what I mean, but definitely some sort of accomplishment with our team, man. You should see the faces of the players that's been here in previous years, and this is their first time being able to go to a bowl game. So just to see all of that, man, it's a great feeling to know that I'm a part of helping this team get to where we need to be. It's been amazing. Just the whole journey has been amazing, man.
I do want to go back to that game on Saturday because, wow, what a difference a half makes. A shutout in the second half as a defense, that's got to feel amazing. What do you think helped change the tide in that second half and turn things into such a runaway?
Yeah, so, you know, when the game first started, you know, we had a couple flags that, you know, I mean, took points off the board. And that
As far as the defense goes, you know, I say that we were just out of place. You know, we were just really at sea and things like that. But once halftime came, we talked to each other, man. Let's calm down. Like, we're not making a lot of mistakes. We're just really at sea and just let play come to us and settle down and let's go get Bo eligible for the first time. We brought Bo eligible up. You know what I mean? At halftime and. I definitely think that gave us the extra fight that we need to really, man, let's go do this, man, and do something special for the city of L.A.
Quantrez Knight is with us on the Bruin Insider Show for Nick Cope. I'm Brian Finley. I noticed, Quantrez, that you guys didn't spend a whole lot of time in the locker room at the half. You came out pretty early, like you had something to prove out there. When the game ended and you knew the final score and the team was all grouped together in the locker room, I saw some of the videos, guys were spraying water all over the place. If I was in that locker room, if Nick was in that locker room after the game, what would we be experiencing? What would we be witnessing?
Man, you would be witnessing a whole bunch of players just happy to be with each other, happy to accomplish such a big thing going to this bowl game. Yeah, you would have seen a bunch of, like I said, a bunch of excitement, water going everywhere. And, man, we just want to keep doing it week in and week out. You know, we got two more games, and why stop at six? Why stop at a bowl eligible? You know what I mean? Let's just knock it out the park. Let's win this week 1-0 and go next week as well 1-0 and see how it goes.
You had a really nice game. Couple tackles for loss, that big sack that really helped swing things in the second half. Probably one of your best games of the season. I'm curious just how you've seen yourself grow throughout this year.
Really just coming and practicing and doing the same thing over and over again. You know, you can't get bored with the details. And, you know, that's something I try to tell myself every day. You can't get bored at practice. So just getting your stance, doing the small things, backpedaling, you know, doing the same breaks over and over again. And, you know, that's how I've continued to grow. You know, as we get farther in the season, you know, I'm still doing the same thing, you know, as I did in week one. And this game is about durability, who can last the longest and just staying healthy. And I'm understanding more and more of, you know, how the offense is trying to attack us. And it's been great to, you know, just to see how much I can take in and learn.
You had a couple TFLs in the game last weekend against Colorado. You had a couple TFLs against USC last season. You've got the Trojans coming up this week. And I remember when you were with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Pac-12 Media Day, you were asked about the USC-UCLA rivalry. And you said, you know, this game has a lot of bragging rights on the line here. And as a Bruin team, yeah, we want to be the ones to brag. So going into this matchup, knowing that you had this team, you were up by 18 against them last year, how do you hold on to a lead this time against your rival?
Well, yeah, well, the game is Saturday, but really the game is today. You know, winning the game every day, Monday through Saturday, is how we're going to come out on top this weekend. And like I said, just coming to practice, having fun, doing the right things, knowing our assignment. And once we get up, let's keep chopping. We have this thing. The fourth quarter is not the fourth quarter for us. It's the first quarter, you know. So we're going to start fast and finish even faster, start strong and finish even stronger. And that's the mentality that we have. I feel like we go out there and do that. This team, the sky's the limit for this team, not only for SC, but for the remainder of the season.
It's your second time going up against USC and being involved in this rivalry. But, of course, you're from the other side of the country in Florida, played at Maryland, played at Kent State. Did it take you long to kind of get into the rivalry when you first experienced it last year?
Oh, man. It's crazy you asked. Yeah, so once I first got here, I didn't really know how big the, the USC-UCLA rivalry was. And, man, it's really a rivalry, man. It's for everything. Like I said, it's for the bragging rights. It's literally who runs the city, you know, who's the kings of L.A., And that's what it's for. So just being here and going through and just knowing the history of how much this game means, it's been everything. It's been great to be a part of it, and looking forward to Saturday, man. Ready to see the guys go out there and work.
I got one more for you, too, because last week we talked with Ale Cajo, and we were talking about big hitters. So I want to know, as one of the leaders of this defense, who's one of your teammates on the defensive side of the ball you least want to get hit by?
Oh, it's definitely Ale. Ale is a guy, you see him coming, you really just want to get out of the way, honestly. Even at practice, you know, he don't only do that in the game, hit people that hard, but he's a bruiser every time he step on the field. Ale is definitely a guy that I don't want to be by when he's coming for the ball. Tito as well. You don't want to be around the ball when Tito gets there because he's coming with bad intentions, for sure.
Hey, Quantrez, I feel like if we were talking to offensive players on other teams, they'd say that about you as well. I love the tweet you put out not long ago where you said you were put in this position for a reason. That reason is to thrive.
Sir.
That reason has been to be that positive energy within the program, and we're so lucky to have you as a member of the UCLA Bruins. Quantrez Knight, thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, man. You have a great day.
As Quantrez Knight and the Bruins get ready for Saturday's game against USC, Ryan Jordan, the head coach for UCLA men's soccer, is getting ready for first-round NCAA tournament action against UC Santa Barbara. Coach Jordan coming on the program with us to get us set for that Thursday matchup. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, UCLA men's soccer has been steadily building under head coach Ryan Jordan, and they are in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018, set to host Big West champion UC Santa Barbara Thursday at 7 o'clock, and the head coach joins us now. Ryan, your coaching staff and these players have put in a lot of work this season. You had a very unconventional first couple years here, but now in year three, you are in the NCAA tournament. How gratifying was it Monday morning? You're watching the selection show, and you hear that you guys are in.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're obviously very excited to get to this stage and know that you're going to be in the tournament. I think, you know, we felt pretty confident based on our RPI that we were going to be in today. It was really you know, we expected to be at home. It was really, you know, who are we going to be facing? And, you know, what section of the bracket would we be in? But certainly it's always gratifying to be able to have your name finally called, and know, you know, what your fate is and who you have upcoming in this coming week.
Upcoming is UC Santa Barbara, Ryan, and how much goes into game planning for them? But then how much of the attention is just focusing on your team and what you guys need to do right in this upcoming contest?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, we'll spend, you know, today and tomorrow really looking at us. We've got to, you know, look at our performance on the weekend, address things that we know we can be better at. And then certainly we're going to be doing the same thing with Santa Barbara, is, you know, trying to help our guys have an appreciation for what are their strengths. You know, stylistically, what are they trying to achieve, and trying to get a picture of that, both for our staff and for the team, and being able to communicate those things effectively.
Where's the confidence level at for this team? You guys finished the season so well, but even in the matches you lost, all of those were very close. I think only one match was decided by more than a goal. You guys have been in seemingly every match this season. So guys got to feel good, right, heading into tournament time, that they can take on anybody.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, the Pac-12 ended up being the number one RPI conference in the country. And so, you know, we played over the course of the last few weeks the number one and number two teams in the RPI twice, and, you know, had good success against them. And while we only won once, I mean, we were in position to win three of those games, you know, realistically. And so I think our guys should feel very confident. They should feel like, you know, we've got the tool set, we've got the ability, and we've gained the experience during the course of the year to be able to go take on anybody. And also have an understanding that, you know, we've got to be very sharp to be able to get the result on the back end of it. So I think it's a nice place to be in. Our players should feel very confident about it. And we're excited about getting that first step on Thursday.
Brian Jordan joining us, UCLA men's soccer coach, on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. One instrument in that tool chest for you there, coach, is Tommy Silva, who on Monday was named Pac-12 Player of the Week. How do you feel like you can get the most out of him in this upcoming matchup on Thursday?
Yeah, obviously you've got a player who scored some goals for us, has created opportunities for the team. You know, we want him to be very effective, you know, on the left side of our team and using his qualities to create goal scoring opportunities for us. And we're hopeful that he can get in a couple of positions to do that.
On the back end, you've rolled with freshman Nate Crockford the last couple games. Justin Garstis, unfortunately, getting injured a couple games ago. I don't know if perhaps it's too soon right now to know his availability, but what have you seen from Crockford, and how do you feel potentially having a freshman starting and playing in that match on Thursday?
Yeah, you know, Nate's done a great job. He's won two games, one against the number one team in the country. And, you know, we've had two very good performances. And so when you look at the last couple of games, I mean, we're starting, you know, five freshmen and a couple sophomores. And so playing a freshman is not a big deal. We're playing a bunch of them. And, you know, these are guys who have a lot of confidence in their own abilities. And I think they've grown during the course of the fall so that we've got really good confidence in the group throughout. And I think the team understands that at this point, it really doesn't matter what year you are. It really matters, you know, who's got the confidence and who's showing good quality and has really let the experiences of the fall help them continue to mature as players.
Ryan, you've said your players have grown over the course of the season. How have you grown over the course of the season as you look at what you've done so far in leading this team and all the success that you've been having?
I think probably I've grown more gray hair. that's probably the number one way. No, look, I mean, with any team, you're trying to learn the ins and outs of who they are as individuals, and collectively continuing to try to grow, you know, how you feel stylistically your team should play. And I think we've continued to develop in that way, continued to learn things about how we operate most effectively, you know, ways to put the team together, different shapes that we can play in. And I think when you've got some flexibility in your group, and you've got good players that will allow for you to do that, it gives you the opportunity to continue the development process and not just be like, hey, we're going to play this way. I think one of our strengths is that we can do a bunch of different things. And I think that's been effective in getting us into, you know, being, you know, one of the top 25 teams in the country.
Well, it's been a fun season to watch you guys grow, had some big wins, and looking forward to seeing what comes up on Thursday night against UC Santa Barbara. Thanks so much for your time, Coach.
Thanks for having me on.
That's UCLA men's soccer head coach Ryan Jordan. Get your tickets for Thursday, UCLABruins.com/tickets. Coming up next, a lot has been going on with UCLA basketball in the last week. There's a big game on the horizon. We will discuss all of that next on the Bruin Insider Show from Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins!
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, successful so far for the UCLA men's basketball team. They are 3-0, and on Monday of this week, they took down at home Long Beach State 100-79. And then there was that sellout crowd on Friday of last week where UCLA got the job done in overtime against Villanova. And some of the revealing things so far, obviously, it's a small sample size with this team. There's so much growing and this team learning how to play with one another. But I know Mick Cronin, and I know that he's that perfectionist, and that's what all good coaches are going to be as far as the mental traits they carry with them. And he wasn't really happy about the defense from his team against Long Beach State on Monday, particularly the guard play, where the two guards in for the Beach, they combined for 57 points. And then we saw Colin Gillespie with Villanova, another guard, go off for a big game. So some of the things that I know it's nitpicking a little bit, but as this team plays away games where it's not always conducive to feeling like you're at home, and you know that might allow you a little bit more opportunities to find a way back when things aren't going your way. But the guard play defense, Nick, is something I'm interested to see. And I know that Mick Cronin talked about, we got to play team defense. We don't have a lot of one-on-one defenders. And that's where I wonder where, in order to get Peyton Watson more involved with those long arms and that 6'8 frame, if he is that guy that takes a lot of pride on the defensive side of the ball and he gets stops and is that defensive-minded person that can really push this team in the right direction.
Well, we saw that in the Villanova game, right? In late in regulation, when they needed stops to help them force overtime, you had Watson and you had Jalen Clark out there. They kept switching offense, defense, so they did utilize that against Villanova on Friday. And then in regards to last night, I think Mick Cronin's quote was, if I had a pair of sneakers, I think I could have scored on some of our guys. So that tells you what you need to know. But Wayne, I'll bring you in here too, because you played in high school. You're a very good shooter. You watched the game last night. And I wonder, you know, I know this is kind of a sports talky narrative, but you had such a big moment on Friday against Villanova, a packed house. And then, I mean, Monday night against Long Beach State, it just kind of set up for a natural little bit of a letdown game. And the Bruins still won by 21 points. Well,
just to be clear, Ventura County leading scorer my senior year, okay? It's not easy to do. The entire county, okay? So anyway, when your guards, the guard of the other team's going 13 for 17 and 10 for 13, you're doing something wrong. And as Brian pointed out, it was a little bit of an issue against Villanova as well. And so what you have to do is you have to help. And I think that's what Coach Cronin's getting at. And everybody listening, when you're number two in the nation, and this was a little bit of a trap game, even though we know that Long Beach State has good players and can be good, but they turned it around and they showed up. They played much better in the second half. You're coaching. I mean, Coach Cronin's going to coach every second he gets. Nothing's going to be good enough, and that's the way it should be. I love Jalen Clark on defense, you guys. I think that you're talking about Watson and his length, and he's a skinny 7-foot wingspan, great athlete, but I think you bring him along slow. You know, some of these games you've noticed against Villanova, maybe less time. Maybe against Gonzaga, less time. Young player. But bring him along as the season progresses, and I bet you by tournament time, I think Clark and Watson can both be good. And you guys, my unsung hero, Bernhard. I mean, I'm telling you, he is just so tough. And then, you know, who knew he was such a good shooter? He just kind of surprises you. He makes shots, but he is so physical and so tough. So, yeah, I like that. But I agree with you guys. Defense has to step it up.
Wayne and Nick, I look at this UCLA team with all the weapons they have offensively with the basketball squad, and I think of anybody that has to face that sort of style of a team with so many different weapons as like a waiter who is taking on like a really big table, and they think they're going to remember everything. Oh, you wanted that? You wanted that. It's like a defense. Oh, yeah, we got to make sure that we close out on Johnny Juzang, and then, oh, yeah, over there, that's Tiger Campbell. We'll take care of him, and then there's Jaime Jaquez, and then they forget something. They forgot about Jules Bernhard. And the fascinating thing, guys, not only did he have 22 points, but he had 7 assists. And that is a career high for him in a ball game. So let's not talk about, or let's not forget, I should say, the unselfishness around this team as well, considering there are so many guys who could right away instantly drop 20 on a team.
Yeah, and Jules Bernhard, he plays great defense. He rebounds well at 6'4", 6'5", where he is in there. So he really does it all. It's, you know, we talk about Jaime Jaquez in that light a lot, but Jules Bernhard does everything well, too. He can attack the basket. He can step out and hit a three. He can distribute. He can ball handle when Tiger Campbell's on the bench. So he is just such a Swiss Army knife. And as you said, Brian, everyone else gets so much attention, and he can take advantage of that.
I think, you guys, this is what's fun. I'm pretty sure Coach Cronin said this, like Bernhard is like a guy he had at Cincinnati. Like, you know, he's only been here for a year. You know, it's been a strange environment, all that stuff. He's kind of like that type of toughness and that type of player. You can always count on him. How hot was Juzang to start the game, by the way? Holy cow. He came out shooting lights out.
Yeah, he was lights out. Miles Johnson, hopefully they get him involved more on the offensive side. All right, when we come back, a look ahead to what is next for UCLA basketball, plus our keys to the game for Bruin football against USC. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Pernia, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins.
Hey Bruins fans, COVID Clinic is proud to be an official on-site COVID-19 testing partner with the Rose Bowl Stadium. All attendees aged 12 and older are required to provide either proof of complete vaccination or a negative test result at entry. We make testing fast and easy with results in as little as 20 minutes. Our testing sites are located in Lot 6 and Lot H of the Rose Bowl Stadium parking lot. Register for your rapid test at covidclinic.org. Enjoy the event and go Bruins!
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Bentley, and Wayne Cook.
All right, so let's get to the keys to the game. UCLA football as they take on USC on Saturday. Quickly on my end, guys, I'm curious to see how that Bruin pass defense is going to look. No Drake London as a wide receiver for the Trojans, but Wayne, Taj Washington has been pretty solid. So on my end, that's what I'm keying in on.
I agree with you, but let's go. Since you said that, I won't steal it. How about we run for 200 yards? Because when we do that, we win. And you know what? How about the fact that it's USC and we need to kick their butts? Let's get fired up. This is a great week. Bruin fans, let's just go take over the Coliseum.
It's been a little while since we've won at the Coliseum, right? I think this is the year to snap that streak. For me, I'm going to play it a little simpler. Take care of the football. USC, as talented as they are, as good as Jackson Dart has been, he's prone to throwing picks at times. USC is prone to giving away a couple possessions. So if UCLA can take care of the ball, take advantage of those turnovers that USC is destined to give them, I think they'll be in great shape.
Nick, I'm going to hold you to that, and we'll go back and talk about it next week. Also, UCLA basketball has North Florida on Wednesday when they host them at 7:30 local time. For Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley, our producer Gabe Genovese, and the rest of our Learfield crew. So long from Westwood, where the Bruins have a big game on the gridiron on Saturday.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.